More than half of all young people in Greece are now out of work, and given that the economy is still shrinking there, that figure is likely to get worse. For many young graduates, leaving the country is increasingly becoming the only available option. From Athens, Chloe Hadjimatheou sent us this report.
In the back of a small apartment in an Athens suburb, hip-hop band Soul System are rehearsing. Their lyrics talk of a disillusioned generation. Composer Aris Azilazian has been unemployed for more than 6 months.
I graduated from university and technical college with a degree in economics and sound engineering. And I can't even get a job in a call centre.
So you've looked for jobs like that in call centres?
Yeah, I went for a job interview at a call centre a couple of weeks ago and we were 40 applicants for one position.
But to beat the competition, you need to first get an interview. And that's far from easy when more than half of young people are out of work. Aris spends hours at home scouring the internet for jobs and calling employers.
Καλημέρα σας. Παίρνω για την αγγελία που έχετε βάλει. Ναι.
Do you find anything?
Όχι.
No. The only proper job being advertised today is for debt collectors in a call centre. Look at this advert. Door-to-door sales for commission only. And this one here, it's for interns, so it's unpaid.
After a morning of fruitless job hunting from home, Aris invited me to go with him to his local unemployment office to see what they could offer him. But nothing in Greece is as straightforward as it might at first seem.
We've been pacing up and down this high street because the unemployment office was here just a short while ago, but now we can't find it anywhere.
We asked and we've been told it's closed down. The local offices have been shut down in all the neighbouring areas. The nearest unemployment office isn't accessible to me by public transport anymore.
Eventually, I find an unemployment centre on the other side of town.
So this office serves three of the poorest areas in Athens. It's absolutely rammed full of people standing around in queues, waiting to speak to officials. But what's really striking is that there aren't any leaflets anywhere. There just doesn't seem to be any information about schemes or programmes or anything that would help people get back to work.
The centre's only real function seems to be processing welfare claims. But even the €360 a month in unemployment benefit runs out after a year. So how are young Greeks expected to survive? The General Secretary at the Ministry of Labour is Anna Stratinaki.
Ξέρετε, η έννοια της επιβίωσης είναι πλέον το ζωτικό...
The sense of survival is a vital target for all of us at the moment. Even if we reduce benefits, even if we reduce public expenditure, we also try to preserve the social welfare state. I would say to the young people, don't forget your dreams. Your state hasn't forgotten you. Do not leave this country. Show endurance, courage, and solidarity with your fellow citizens to overcome this difficult period together.
But endurance, courage and solidarity won't pay the rent. And for 25-year-old Greg Panayotopoulos, who's found work in Italy, time has run out.
Everybody, the same thing. One of my friends is to Germany, another one to England. Everybody. Here we have
So these are some of your friends.
Adonis, here.
Hi.
Yes, Tikanis.
Antonis.
Adonis. How old are you?
25. He's living in 4 days to Germany.
What's your name?
Alexander. Either we'll go to France, Canada or the States.
There's no chance of you staying here?
I don't think so. Now I sent approximately 500 CVs for interviews. The amount of people that answered me, even if it was negative, were 5 people.
Take care.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
As Greg waves his family goodbye, it's clear he won't be the last to chase opportunities abroad. And if Greece doesn't find a way of accepting and utilising what its young workforce has to offer, those with skills and education will continue to fly away from where they're needed most.
That was Chloe Hadjimatheou's report from Athens, and you can hear more of Chloe's work in Greece on this week's assignment programme